aka George, on the phone right now. Welcome to Drive Time, aka George.
Hello, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're more than welcome. Aka George, what's your real name?
My name is George Barnett. That's my birth name. But aka George was a stage name because there's so many George Barnetts. Like,
no.
On the internet. I was always getting... Do you know, I'll tell you who's a George Barnett as well. George Ezra. Do you know George Ezra, the songer?
I know of him. I don't know him personally, no. I mean, do you know him?
Well, I don't know him, but his name was George Ezra Barnett, and we had a bit of a battle of the Barnetts, basically. And he changed his name to Ezra, so in a way I won. But then there was this other one who's also a drummer in this other band called These New Puritans or something, and
right.
he bags it. He's married to Pixie Geldof, so he kind of was more famous than me. So I had to just change to AKA George.
But when you say Battle of the Barnetts, it sounds like a hairdressing competition.
Yeah. Oh man. I probably win in that department though, because I've got more hair than both of them at the moment. Anyway,
I've noticed. I saw a picture of you. You must be longer now. You haven't been able to get to a barber's or something.
Oh man, it's grim. Yeah, I tried doing something myself, but it went all mullety for a little bit. I look like Bono at Live Aid.
Oh no,
terrible.
Oh, did you go around asking people to give them all your money? Oh no, that was the other one.
Geldof.
Geldof. Yeah, even he had wild hair back then.
He did.
Then again, at Live Aid, I had wild hair. I've got nothing now. I use Wash and Go, and it did.
Really?
I'm not proud.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
So I think that was Married Life did it to me. Stay single, my friend. You'll keep your hair.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So anyway, let's find out a little bit about you. How long have you been in the music business then, George?
I've been making music for ages, really. Like, since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a drummer. That's my first kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Begged my mum and dad to get me a drum kit, and eventually they did. And we lived in the middle of nowhere, so I kind of started recording on my mum's laptop.
Oh, that's lucky. That's lucky.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd make a load of noise all day.
Yeah.
But there was no one else around my age. I was always in cover bands and stuff with people much older than me, but I was never around anyone my own age who I could sort of jam with and stuff.
I know that feeling. I've always been a baby in a band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm a baby in my own band.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was like for me, because cover bands, there would be sort of guys that were sort of like in their 40s or whatever, and I'd be like 13 years old. So yeah, it was weird. But so when I first started making records, I was playing all the instruments on it because I couldn't find anyone else to play with at the time.
Wow,
so that's
good.
Started.
So you're a multi-instrumentalist then?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome.
I'm firstly a drummer, and then I sort of get by on guitar and bass and write on piano a little bit as well. Yeah,
I think the best place to write is on a piano, isn't it? Well, on paper, but with a piano.
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I find my way, I know where I am on the piano a little bit more. But if I sit down with a guitar, I'll write stuff more like what you just played, like a bit of a riff-driven track.
That is, yeah, so that's you with the band, isn't it, that Stone Cold Classic?
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, to tell you the truth, I am playing everything on that record as well. But it sort of came from jams with the band, so I did a bit of a Dave Grohl, because you know when Dave Grohl started the Foo Fighters,
yeah,
he would always play with the Foo Fighters, but then I think when it came to doing the record, he still wasn't 100% behind the drummer at the time. It was a different drummer, so he recorded all the drums to it himself again, like overdubbed it. So I was still a bit like that when I did Stone Cold Classic. I was like, it's good, let me record it though.
Well, that's just, see, if you're writing the song, then it's your baby. You know exactly how it sounds in your head, and if you're that kind of musician, then you will get it right because it's your song and you can play those bits.
That's right. I mean, it means so much to you when you're in the process of it, and then you have to let it go after a while.
Once it's recorded and it's an MP3 out there in the big wide world, or on a CD, or even committed to vinyl, you have to go, yep, my baby's out there in the world, it's growing.
That's right. Yeah, and you've got no control over it. You can't, you know, people make it what they make of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Now, you did something that I wanted to do. You caught the eyeballs of and the ear holes of Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Now, basically,
wow.
It was when Get Lucky came out by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And I did a cover of it. I just did it in my mum's house, like in my room. I did, like I said again, I did the drums, did the guitars and everything on it. And I was really, I wasn't thinking anything of it. I didn't think, oh, this is going to be good, you know, it's going to be seen by anybody. I was kind of, to tell you the truth, rushing through it because my grandma was doing Sunday dinner that day. I was just like trying to get it done before I
Food
went.
Food comes first before music. Of course, Sunday lunch. No, stop what I'm doing. There's roast beef on the table. Forget this tune I'm writing. Forget this masterpiece. There's roast beef. There's Yorkshire pudding. That's what I want.
She makes the best Yorkshire pudding, so I wasn't going to miss that. But I just did it really quickly, and I uploaded it to YouTube. And the next day, it already had about 100,000 views.
Wow.
And it just, over that week, it just sort of snowballed, really. And it got up to about 10 million.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome, yeah. It was amazing. And then I got a little, I got a tweet, like an instant message from Pharrell. And he said...
He made you happy?
Yeah. He said, I just heard the cover, just saw the cover. I think it's really cool. Well done, basically.
Wow, that's I did Rapper's Delight once while I was gigging. I was DJing over in Woodford.
Nice.
At the Prince Regent Hotel. And I thought I'd do Rapper's Delight over Good Times. And I recorded it and put it out and sent it to Noel Rogers, but I didn't even get, yeah, man, that's great.
Oh, no. Really?
It was perfect. I did all the voices and it was perfect. In my mind, it was perfect. And
maybe he didn't get it. You never know.
This is true. This is very true. I know it sometimes, you know,
sometimes
only
you get them.
Yeah, it only goes as far as the people who's moderating the Facebook page or something.
That's the thing, yeah.
But
yeah, so I got a thing from Pharrell and a thing from Nile Rodgers.
Wow.
It's sort of those things, like when you do a cover or something like that, it's almost like, because I've been doing my own music for quite a while before that anyway, but that was a real bit of a springboard for me to get my own stuff going. Yeah.
Awesome. So it's nice when somebody has that kind of fame and that kind of talent will actually you know, pay you an accolade. You're walking on air once you get there, aren't you?
Oh man, yeah, definitely.
That is just
like
amazing.
I said, I come back from my grandma's or whatever, and I get a message from him. It's like, wow, that's crazy.
That is...
But also, I like after that, I put out a few other records of my own, and I was always sending it to him on Twitter, and he would leave me on like, I just see that he'd seen it, and he didn't reply. Another reply from Pharrell.
He's probably thinking, oh, I've given him an inch, he's taken a mile.
He's taken the mickey now. Yeah.
But I think that song that I've just played, if somebody famous doesn't hear that and go, wow, that is amazing. That is brilliant. That really is.
Thank you, man.
Your new single. I like your new single. I like your voice. You've got a really good rock indie voice.
Yeah. And that's sort of just out of necessity, just because at the time, what I wanted to be was a drummer in my own band and find my people to sort of find someone to be a front man, find someone to be a great guitarist. But I ended up, just because of where I was, having to do it myself, and it just kind of stuck, really. So I had to get a bit better at singing, and, you know, so it just comes from that.
It must have been in you, because people that sing as good as you have got it in the blood.
Oh, cheers, man.
It's got to be there. And obviously, being a talented musician, as you are, it also shows. Now, there is two other reasons I like you.
Okay.
Right? As a person, that is. Your birthday is the 11th of December.
Yeah.
Which was the same birthday as my mum, bless her, God rest her soul.
Ah, really?
Yeah, yeah.
No she, way.
Yeah, 1926 she was born.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really weird. And you live where my mum and dad used to live. They used to live in Blake Hall Road.
No way,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, at the big...
So close.
As you get into Blake Hall Road from Wanstead itself, you've got a big red brick building on the right hand side, flats.
Yeah.
That's where I used to live.
No way.
Top that's floor crazy. Flat, left hand corner. Yeah.
Oh, that's so close.
That's weird.
That's crazy, yeah. Yeah, 11th of December is a bit of a weird birthday because everyone's gearing up for Christmas. So as a kid, you're a bit like, you're one of those kids, either side of Christmas, you don't get as many presents, but you do, really.
Yes, because it is that. It's virtually a month away, isn't it, when you think about
that's
it?
That's true, actually, yeah. So, I don't think your mum was a Sagittarius then.
She was, yes, in every respect.
Okay.
Yeah, she was. The thing was, she always used to have a frog in her throat. She was getting a little hoarse. Ba-dum-tsh. People have got to know star signs to know that joke. Anyway,
exactly.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, your new single, I Want You, this was recorded after lockdown, I take it?
Yeah, it was, actually, yeah.
And go on, tell me about it.
I was just going to say, yeah, before that, I'd put out an EP earlier this year called Bad For You, and that has Stone Cold Classic on it that you just played. And
yeah.
So those tracks are a bit more, a bit more band orientated, because that's where I sort of come from.
Yeah.
But because of this lockdown, I haven't been able to play with my mates and my brother, who I do quite a bit with as well. So I've just been doing it myself, and it's come out a little bit different. It's a bit more pop. It's a little bit more kind of groovy, a little bit more hushed, because everyone's at home and I'm not screaming the house down all the time. So I'm just trying to keep it down a little bit, and that's come into the music a little bit. Yeah, I think it sounds a bit kind of claustrophobic as well, and close, and that's a bit of a reflection on the lockdown.
Yes, that is that kind of vibe that it puts out. I mean, a lot of people are doing lockdown songs. This is the time we're living in, and everybody can't go out, and we're all stuck. But that's different to writing a song that you record in a lockdown situation, and where it has to quote Mickey Flanagan, the ambiance of lockdown.
Yeah. Exactly that, yeah, because I think if you go with anything, regardless of the lockdown, but if you're going into specifics to excruciating detail, it's only ever going to be, applicable at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I think, obviously, this is a song about other things. It just has that flavour of lockdown slightly in it.
Yeah, so it can be played at any other time, and somebody won't go, that's a lockdown song, that is.
Oh, that should, God, it's one of those lockdown songs.
Not another lockdown song, no!
They dated badly, those lockdown songs.
The only one that will stand the test of time is Thank You, Baked Potato.
What was that?
Matt Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Baked Potato.
Yeah. God, that's how weird and like warped time has become. That feels about a year ago to
me. And it was 3 months ago, if that.
I know.
I mean, we're in July already. Wow.
Oh no, it's crazy.
Man, so this I Want You, is it out yet? Is there a release date?
Yeah, it's out right now.
Lovely.
I Want You is out right now, and there's going to be a new single coming out this Friday, which is called Parasite.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep my ear holes and eyeballs out for that one, and play that as well. And then I'll have an AKA George collection to play on my show.
Nice one. Cheers, man.
Pleasure. Well, look, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
No, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to have you here. So before you go, though, you're also pretty big on YouTube, I can see. And what about Spotify? Do you use that as well?
Yeah, I am on Spotify, yeah. So this new record, I Want You, and Parasite, this new one as well, they're both on an EP that's going to come out in about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I think.
Right.
And that's going to be on Spotify.
Oh, lovely.
And, so you can listen to that when it's out, and there'll be another video coming really soon to the YouTube channel as well.
Awesome. So people can find you on Facebook, a.k.a. George. That's a.k.a. the letters, then the fresh word George. And you are on Facebook. They can type it into Google. It'll all come up.
It'll all come up. Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Brilliant. So I'm going to play your new song now. I always do at the end and say thank you very much for coming on. It's been a pleasure. And once you can get yourself a lift in, bring your guitar. Yeah. We'll plug you in and we can do a live session in the studio.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. For now, George, you take care.
Nice one, Ian.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
For something new, I'm on fire. I'm the devil tonight. Won't you slip out of sight with me? I'm on fire. You be careful tonight. Your beauty brings the beast out of me. Girl, don't shy away. The full moon's out, and I just wanna play. Tomorrow means nothing to me. I just want you tonight. Sweat on the floor, wet to the core. Can't take my eyes off you. I'm on fire, I'm the devil tonight. Won't you slip out of sight with me? I'm on fire, you be careful tonight. Your beauty brings the beast out of me. Girl, don't shy away. The full moon's out and I just wanna play. Tomorrow means nothing to me. I just want you tonight. I just want you. I'm on fire. Come on, put me out. Just wanna play.